In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Continuing as we are in our gospel, first of all, we welcome our guests, and also we commend especially to our prayers today those who have been afflicted both by the earthquake here in Virginia, but also by these terrible storms and hurricanes that have been taking place. And we offer our prayers and condolences to those who may have lost family members in the course of this. We hear today in this continuing series of gospel stories from the Matins Gospels, the last one in the series, which is the 11th. And it is actually a continuation of the gospel that we heard from last Sunday, where Jesus had met the apostles when they came off of the lake, having caught the big draft of fish, and then he had this little meal with them, and everything was all fine and dandy. And except there was one thing that was still not taken care of. All of these resurrection appearances, Jesus had come and had appeared to his apostles and disciples and spoken to them of his glorious ascension and prepared them really for his departure. And yet there was one thing that was left undone. And that's what Jesus addresses in the course of the gospel today. And it's interesting, though, the way that he does it. This is the story where Jesus simply asks Peter a question. He asks him, "Do you love me? Do you, Peter, who denied me, do you love me?" And he does not ask the question but once, but instead he asks it three times. And of course, this has a very powerful resonance in the prior Gospels, where Peter would deny the Lord Jesus three times. Peter, of course, had vehemently denied the fact that he would deny Jesus, because Jesus prophesied, "Well, you know, tonight you will deny me three times." And Peter said, "No, I'll never deny you." And we know, of course, how the story happened, that Peter was there in the courtyard warming himself by the fire, and the servant girl asked, "You were with this Jesus?" And three times Peter would say, "I do not know him." What a terrible moment that must have been for him, a crushing moment in his soul when he denied Jesus. And so now what we hear is that the Lord Jesus brings this up to him. As it were, Peter faces his judgment right then and there. The facts were clear. Peter had denied him terribly. And he felt it in his soul. But feeling sorrow isn't enough. That doesn't mean that the forgiveness and the mercy of God has been bestowed upon us in abundance if we have not yet received it through a true and total repentance. Peter would be the one, however, who would repent. And this, what we hear, in a sense, is kind of like the final stage of Peter's confession. Because while Peter acknowledges and acknowledged to the Lord that he had denied him, certainly, he could not deny the facts. They were clear, indisputable. What was needed was more. You know, it wasn't enough just to simply say, "Well, yeah, that happened. It came, it went, it's, you know." No, it was a rip in a relationship that needed to be healed, that needed to be sewn back together and restored. And so Jesus asked the question, "Peter, do you love me?" And he repeats it two more times. You see, Jesus was not there to condemn Peter for his failure. He didn't want to beat Peter over the head. "Well, why did you deny me?" And imagine ourselves if, you know, somebody had let us down. Or when, picture yourself, when somebody let you down, how do you treat them? Do you ask, "Do you love me?" And you know, Peter's response was interesting. He said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. You know all things." He professes, again, his faith in his divinity. His omniscient. He knows all. And yet, When Jesus asks the question, Peter says, "Yes, I love you." You see, and what Jesus was doing was giving Peter a chance to do what he needed to do, to take the last step of his conversion, of his repentance. In fact, to avoid judgment for what he had done. Because you see, it is love, which is what all of this gospel is. These are the last verses of St. John's gospel. It's the last of the four gospels. This is it. What does it all boil down to? Do you love me? God so loved the world, we heard that in chapter 3 of John's gospel, but now it's turned around. Yes, God so loved the world, but do you love me? Is the question that is asked. Peter's response is affirmative. He says, "Yes, Lord, I do love you." And you know, in this response is the fruit of repentance. It's the fruit of his sorrow, the fruit of his weeping, of the change of mind and change of heart, his recognition that he had done wrong, he had been a coward, and all of the things that provoked his judgment, realizing what he had done. Yes, he acknowledged those things. You see, the facts must be acknowledged. That's what we do, by the way, when we come to confession. We acknowledge the facts. And we say that the Lord's forgiveness is upon you. But maybe what I should start doing when people walk, before they walk away from confession, is ask this question. Yes, you have received the forgiveness of Christ, but do you love him? Peter had long since received the forgiveness of Christ. The Lord forgave him on the cross. He forgave him at the moment that he did it. In fact, one of the Gospels says that Jesus looked Peter in the eye with his forgiveness and his mercy, with the truth. But maybe that's what we should do in confession, is say, do you love Jesus? That's the question to be posed here. Peter loved Jesus. Your mother or grandmother may have loved Jesus, or your parents, or the person that taught you church school, or your wife that led you into a relationship with Christ Church. But the bottom line is, do you love Jesus? And if so, what does that mean for you? Now, one of the things that's interesting is that it's made immediately clear to Peter what loving Jesus means. In each of the three questions, the Lord's response is, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, care for the flock, do these things. And by the way, the Gospels are actually very explicit about things, but these things. But in a general sense, care. Let the love that you have for me now be extended into the midst of the flock, so that the flock of my inheritance will be a flock which is bathed in love, which knows my love through your heart. You see, that's what the ministry of the church is. The ministry of the church is not putting on a bunch of vestments and swinging kiddos and doing all of this stuff. It is the love of Christ, and the love which then propels and impels us to do the loving works that the church does in his name. Whether that be serving the liturgy, whether that be doing charitable work, or teaching, or extending kindness to a friend or neighbor in the name of Jesus. That this notion of ministry springs from the heart of love. And I will also say that when the church, or the parish, or the individual, because see, it always comes down in this case to an individual. It's not enough to say, well, this parish does this. The parish cannot love as an entity. It can only love as much as the individual hearts of the 50 people or so here are capable and willing. And so it's in this spirit of love that we join forces. And the love must come to fruition. It must find expression. It must be an affirmative and a powerful yes to the Lord's question for us in our hearts. Do you love me? You know, at various times in Peter's life, and we're actually privileged to catch the glimpses of how the Peter's love grows for the Lord. You know, he does not ask him this question at the beginning of his ministry or in the middle. The Lord taught Peter over and over again about the kingdom of heaven, about love, about what this is really all about. And Peter gradually came to know what it was about and what it is about. It's a process. But in the end, ultimately, you know, when we come to the judgment seat of Christ, the scriptures in St. Matthew's gospel say, you know, that the Lord will say, depart from me. Why? Because there was no love in your heart. Or come to me, you who have loved, you who know what this is about. Because I was hungry and you gave me food, and I was thirsty and you gave me drink. You loved me. In this case, through my friend, my neighbor, my brother in the world. And so it's really for us about this question, do we love the Lord? In fact, dare I say, this is the question that we must ask ourselves. And we will be asked. I'm going to ask it today. Do you love Jesus? Do you love him? He's going to ask you that question in a far more powerful way when you come to the judgment seat. Do you love me? And I hope your answer is that of Peter. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I do love you. And yes, Lord, I don't love you perfectly. And yes, I'm still struggling with my sins and my selfishness. Help me. Help my faith in you. Don't let my heart and my love grow cold. You see, this would be the sign, I think it's St. Paul, who says that this will be the sign of the latter days, is that the love in the hearts of fathers for their children and families, love will grow cold. Do you feel love growing cold in your heart? Then bring the fire back. Recognize your love for Christ. Recognize his love for you. And let it be a burning flame. And let that flame then leap and bring the warmth of love, the love of Christ, to others who are longing to receive that love, and who will receive it through you if you but just simply begin to extend it in some small way. Do you love Jesus? This is our question of the day, and how we answer it today, it may be different than what we would have said yesterday. But let us answer affirmatively, yes, Lord, I love you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.